This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me today,
Frida Liu.
And we are asking you if the MCO or the moratorium has helped you save more money. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. That's how you can get in touch. Now, a quick look at the poll on Twitter. Right now, we have about 37% who say yes, it's helped them save more money. 17% said yes and enough to invest, while 46% said no, it's not really helped them save any more money. And we've got some comments as well.
Okay, so we've got Douglas Yeo who said less outflow, but simultaneously less inflow. Samla Leo Singh said salaries down to 40%.
Yes. And we've got one more here from Richard who says, I've actually spent quite a bit of money on upgrades for my home studio, but I see that as an investment in my career. So far, most of the cost has been covered by additional work.
The side hustle, eh?
Hey, go Richard Bradbury. Also, we have some messages on WhatsApp.
Yes, okay. We haven't heard from this lady in a while, so it's good to have you back again. Okay, this is Maggie Bear. She said, can't see any savings if my salary was not increased, nor much reduction in the cost of living, especially for basic necessities. I feel it's only a postponement to make my repayments. Don't see a reduction in monthly house rentals, nor home loan installments. All right, yeah, I get that. Ibrahim Baim said, buying more virtual stuff, so that balances the less outside expenditure, I guess. But for real though, there's a lot of sales going on.
Yes, it's been endless sales online and in the mall.
8899.
Yes, and then 1010 will come up very soon
yes,
too.
Yeah.
All right, there's still time to get in touch with us. Did the MCO or the moratorium help you save more money? 018-789-8899 or at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, even eBay sellers have access to more money.
I guess they're helping business owners and also people there. So it's a new partnership between eBay and LendingPoint. This is out in the US. They're offering merchants on eBay access to loans. The pilot program will give eBay sellers in the US access to funding to help grow and sustain their businesses. So basically, eligible sellers will be able to receive up to $25,000 accessible within one business day and available with flexible terms of up to 48 months. That's pretty cool. There'll be no fees for loan origination or early payback. So according to the two of them, the program offers fast, flexible and transparent funding opportunities. This will help small business access badly needed loans with ranging from 9.99% to 35.99%, which is a lot. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, I guess the bigger the amount, probably that's, I'm not too sure. So the two companies said the installment loans feature terms of 12 to 48 months. It will also allow sellers to choose the best option for their specific budget needs and low repayment plans as part of the longer terms. So I guess, if you take longer to pay, I guess the interest rates will be higher, right? So the program with LendingPoint will enable critical funding opportunities for eBay sellers, especially during this time of economic uncertainty. And this is Alisa Cutright, the VP of Global Payments at eBay. So, you know, I guess it's how businesses become eligible. So in order to access the loans from eBay, seller capital businesses need three key documents, right? I think pretty much like Malaysia, they'll need to provide proof of employment income, most recent bank statements, an voided check, and an ID. They still use the check out in the US. Applicants will be based on your job history, income, financial history, and credit behavior. Our secrets, our secrets equivalent. So partners in recovery. So eBay seller capital loan is a continuum series support by corporations to small businesses. In addition, so this includes Facebook has a small business grant program offering 100 million in grant funds and credits to small business affected by the pandemic. Google is offering 340 million worth of ad credits to small and medium-sized businesses. Goldman Sachs also has made a commitment of 550 million in total relief funds. So most of the funds are for emergency small business loans, and the rest is available in grant funds to organizations, healthcare providers, and communities. So, you know, they're doing it out there as well. So Google is, you know, ad credits. Right. Yeah.
So here's the thing, you know, when I listened to the story, the first thing I think about was like the early days of the MCO when, you know, we also had this, suddenly there was a flurry of everyone offering access to funding, right?
Yeah.
But then the issue here was, you know, look at this grant, you'll be able to receive up to $25,000 accessible within one business day.
Mm.
You know, that makes a difference, being able to get your hands on that money quickly and with limited red tape. And I remember we spoke to Joachim Sebastian from Everpeaks Consulting, you know, and he actually wrote a letter to the Prime Minister about the issues that small businesses face when it comes to getting access to funds, you know, and being able to do it quickly because they really, really need it, right? Mm. So, you know, if you're interested to listen to that one, it was a really good show. Go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my, also on the BFM app, iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to BFM. But for now, we're asking you if the MCO or the moratorium helped you save more money. Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how vultures are circling Uber out in the UK. Stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.